Our reading for today is from 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 21. For we know that if the tent, that is our earthly home, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling, if indeed by putting it on, we may not be found naked. For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade others. But what we are is known to God, and I hope it is known also to your conscience. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but giving you cause to boast about us, so that you may be able to answer those who boast about outward appearances and not about what is in the heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died, and he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh. We regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Richard Lally, Hope Lutheran Church, Des Moines, Iowa.
Grace to you and peace from God our Heavenly Father, Christ Jesus, His Son, our Lord, and the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us to be ambassadors for Christ. Amen. The newsreel opens with the declaration, "One man saved us from the greatest war of all." The Prime Minister steps off a twin-engine plane and declares that he has won peace for our time. Today, that Prime Minister, Neville Chamberlain, is remembered as the Great Appeaser. Less than a year later, the time of peace for Great Britain would be over as they declared war on Nazi Germany. In 1 Corinthians 5:20, St. Paul writes, "Therefore we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us." My brothers and sisters in Christ, what kind of ambassador are you? Are you a Chamberlain? Do you play nice to save face and not give offense? Or do you call a thing what it is? A choir is a choir, a duck is a duck, and a sin is a sin. Chamberlain should have seen what was coming. Adolf Hitler was no gentleman. He was a master manipulator. He wasn't good for his word, and he had already revealed his true character. By the time of Chamberlain's speech, the first concentration camp had been opened 5 years. The Nazis had been violating the Treaty of Versailles that ended World War I for three, and Hitler had already begun the expansion of German territory by taking control of Austria. Again, what kind of ambassador are you? Do you shy away from the hot-button issues like abortion and same-sex marriage, or do you face them head-on? At the end of chapter 5, Paul writes these words, "We are ambassadors for Christ." But that verse begins with a very important yet very small word, "therefore." Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. And that little word tips us off that there's more to the story. There's a reason that we are called Christ's ambassadors. And if we look back 3 verses to verse 17, we see the word again. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Because we are a new creation, we are ambassadors. But we have to go back even further in the chapter. In verse 14, we see another little word. "For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised." It's all because of Jesus that we are called to be his ambassadors. Without his sacrifice on the cross on our behalf, we would still be worthless, be no ambassador at all. And if we take one more step back in chapter 5 to verse 11, we see a true gem where Paul writes, "What we are is known to God." And we can take that two ways. The first, God knows our true character. He knows our secret sins and our every flaw. He knows every hair on our head. And the second way, our identity is known to God. That's what we're called. He knows everything about us, and yet he still calls us his own. He claims us as his children. Even though what we deserve is to be cut off, to be unknown by God for all of time. However, he paved the way for us to be known by him. He sent his son to die so that we may live. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. This is what it takes to be a true ambassador for Christ. We don't work for ourselves. We work for Christ, from his victory over sin, Satan, and death. The old Adam daily drowns in us, and the new Adam is raised anew. We confront the hard issues in love, not in anger or bitterness. We take the time to know who and what we are facing. But above all, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us, and all that we do is controlled by his love. Amen.
We thank Pastor Richard Lally for this meditation on God's Word.